But within that firm, Levitt found, the executives were convinced it was the ads that caused the sales. Steve Tadellis again.
This is the kind of wrong analysis that many people end up falling into when they are not that conscientious about the difference between causation and correlation.
Tadellis knew this would be a hard problem for eBay as well, and that's what these outside consultants were supposed to figure out.
So I got on a call with them and very quickly was able to confirm that what they're doing was quite wrong.
Uh-oh. Just so you know, consulting firms also like to hire academic economists to do this kind of work, so you can maybe see where this is going. Tadellis is listening intently on the call,
which was on a landline, which will make sense in a second.
And when Tadellis suggested that the consultant's proposed methodology would not be able to untangle correlation and causation,
they responded using a whole bunch of jargon, especially the term proprietary transformation functions.
Proprietary meaning that's our secret. Transformation functions meaning who knows. Tadellis said he still didn't understand how these consultants were going to measure the thing that needed to be measured. The marginal effect of the ads that eBay was spending millions on.
Then the head of the company replied by saying that to do the marginal measurement, they're going to use Lagrange multipliers. Well, I paused for a second because I know what Lagrange multipliers are. I used to teach this stuff, and I couldn't understand what they're trying to do here. And that's when the dime dropped. They're trying to out-jargon me. So I replied by saying, well, we all know that the Lagrange multipliers measure the shadow values of constraints in an optimization problem. So it would really help me if you explain to me what is your objective function and what are your constraints. After a short pause, and this is where I have to take my hat off to the founder of that consulting company, he immediately responded with the only and best answer he could give, which was, Steve, are you driving now? Because I can't hear you, you're breaking up.